I'm Sasha Shipway, and welcome to a very special episode of The Netball Show.
And with a massive beam on my face, I'm Andy Lamb.
Once you start winning, you kind of want to keep doing it as much as you can.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
Chris Kett here from Benacross Maverick. We are announcing Frankie Wells and Alice Travis.
Jade is a massive name to get her. Just absolutely incredible.
How come you're so happy, Andy?
Can't believe it. I am seriously going to have to go and have a lie down here. I've just actually come off the phone to Benacross Mavericks' latest signing, Karen Bailey.
My goodness. Andy, are you okay?
Not really. I'm going to have a lie down while you listen to this.
Bring it on. Go on. Play it to us.
Karen, welcome to the UK. Take a look back. Were you always sporty as a kid?
I think so. I would say that I was. I'm from a very large family. I'm one of seven girls. So coming from a competitive family, I don't think, you know, there was anything that I didn't try or I didn't do.
Did things start to pick up sport-wise when you got that scholarship?
Yeah, it did. And it was one of those things that, you know, it was the right time, right place. A coach at the time spotted me and he spoke to my mum and he really said that he thought he could, you know, take me places, and I guess mum had faith in it, and yeah, it all began from there.
And that started to shift your thinking maybe to it's something you'd want to take just that little bit more seriously.
Yeah, exactly. And I think for me, moving from home away to Darwin at the time, it meant giving up, you know, and sacrificing quite a lot as a 14-year-old. You're going to miss your friends and you're going out of your comfort zone, but it was one of those opportunities that you couldn't pass up.
Those early years were in Commonwealth Bank Trophy and early years of the Aussie League. Even in those days, do you reckon you could see the sport building?
Oh, absolutely. I think the sport had so far to go. I remember my first contract was about $2,000. To play the whole season and train, which I look back now and go, oh my God, what a joke. But the predecessors to me were playing for nothing. Liz Ellis did a tweet the other day showing that, you know, she was paid, I think, $50. And you think about it now and go, there's not one netballer would put shoes on and get on a court for that money.
And that, like, included one roll of tape as well for the entire season?
I think they were actually limited to 20 rolls. I think her contract said that she was only allowed 20 rolls for the season. Golly gosh, if like I only was allowed 20 rolls, I'd be in a lot of trouble.
We look back at some of that vast career and where do we start? I mean, there's Fury MVP, Vixen's MVP, Coaches Awards. Have any of these made the hand luggage on the journey to the UK with you?
No, they've all hand luggage to my mother's with much the rest of the house, to be honest. No, they haven't ventured across the globe. I'm hoping I'll take some back home, though. So I'll suck up to the coach and see how it goes.
Let's have a quick look at Vixens. Plenty of great seasons there. How enjoyable was that kind of time for you?
Vixens was really my opportunity in, I guess, at that stage, the ANZ competition, which later obviously went to the Suncorp. But that was really my break because I'd played in CBT and then I had stepped away and to focus on uni and supporting myself. And coming back into Vixens as a 25-year-old really did, you know, lay the foundation down for me to be able to play at top level again. And a lot of 25-year-olds don't get that opportunity. There's so many young, talented players coming through that don't have injuries or don't have any problems. And I was just very fortunate that I was given that opportunity. And it was kind of potluck. And I guess the history from there shows that I had a very successful couple of years there.
You were named in the Diamond squad at that time, weren't you, as well, for the first time?
Yeah, it was a huge year for me. And I remember signing the contract and thinking that I wouldn't get a lot of court time, but regardless, I would sit on that bench and I would sit there with pride because there's a lot of girls that would love to have been in my position. And I was very fortunate that I lasted on the bench for probably about half a game of the first match. And then I featured quite regularly throughout the season before we made it to the grand final. And I remember we lost the grand final, and it was a horrible feeling. But I remember going into the next grand final that we did successfully win and thinking, I'm never going to lose again. I'm never going to be in this position to lose again. So everything's a learning curve. And that year was huge for me because I was in the squad for the first time as well. And I guess everything was, you know, the stars were like aligning for me. And it was certainly a year that I'll remember as one of the best.
The sheer fact that you're part of the world's number one netball team, weren't people like Shani and Seabass and Laura as part of that side as well?
Yeah. So they're my age group. So I've kind of come through all 21s to Aussie squad with them. And I guess I've had every competition to get used to playing against them. So like I said, I'm very lucky to have had the opportunity to play at the calibre of athletes that I have.
England fans will know a lot about Jeeva. What's she like as a teammate?
Oh, I love Jeeva. I think everyone loves Jeeva.
We've done pretty
they?
Well. It's taken us 5 minutes before I've even got around to mentioning her. So,
yeah, well, I think everyone in Australia loves Jeeva probably as much as everyone in the UK loves her. She is a fantastic person. She was actually one of the girls I was closest to at Vixens, and we still regularly keep in touch. So, yeah, I love her. I have nothing but praise for her.
And just her whole work ethic as well.
Oh, she's just a talented player. She's fantastic, and she's so deceiving. And I think that as a goaler playing against her, you think, you know where she is, and next minute she's gone out for that bloody specky, and you're like, all right, well, you can have that one. But she's such a clean player, and I think that's, you know, she's a fantastic person off the court, but she's an amazing player on the court as well. And it's very rare that you find such a clean player, especially a defender, to play against. You want to hate her, but you can't.
Somebody of your experience has obviously had lots of decent coaches in your time. Anything that's with you still to this day?
Do you know what? I get asked quite often who my favourite coach was.
And okay, who's your favourite coach?
It's always a difficult one because you have different coaches that have different personalities and different styles, and they teach you different things. But I think for me, Julie Hornwick, who gave me the opportunity when I was 25 to come back into the Vixens, really, I guess, believed in me, and she was a hard coach. We certainly didn't see eye to eye at times, but she was a hard and fair coach, and it's something that I don't think you, as a player, you realise until you no longer have that coach how fantastic they really were. And I really wish I had my time again with her to just embrace every moment, and she certainly taught me a lot as a player and as a person off the court.
When Vixens announced your retirement and obviously you moved to Thunderbirds.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have happily seen your playing career out there?
Yeah, I would have. Yeah, but unfortunately, you know, that's sport. And as soon as they changed the rule where you can have unlimited imports in a team, you're always going to be fighting against international players. And unfortunately, they chose to go with Maui, and that meant that there wasn't a position for myself. And that meant that I had to look elsewhere. So, yeah, I would have loved to have finished my career there, but it wasn't to be.
We've mentioned Jeeva. How about Amma and Jade?
Oh, my next favourite two Poms.
Good answer.
No, I obviously was very lucky that I got to have Thunderbirds this year. So I love him. Amma has like such a great sense of humour. And Jade is just the most loveliest person that you'll ever meet. So, yeah, you guys keep producing really nice people.
Well, Jade will do pretty well over here at Wasps as well, so you'll be looking forward to that game.
I know, I did see that. I told her that I was, you know, joining a league and thought I'd come hang out here for a while since she's been hanging out in Australia. So I'm looking forward to seeing her out on court, even if she's opposition.
Sponsorship's massive for netball over in Oz. New Zealand to some extent as well. How have you seen it over here? Are we getting there?
Yeah, I think so. Look, I guess I can't really comment on it. I've only been in the UK for about 4 days now. But I know that Mizuno is a huge sponsor of the Mavericks here, and they're very fortunate to have them on board. And everything and anything uniform related is splattered with all the sponsorship across it. And we've just recently signed Benico's as well. So that's a huge partnership for us.
Have you ever had your face on a pasta packet, that kind of thing, or...?
No, I don't think I have a face for promotion.
Although you did do pretty...
What do they say, like the face for radio? I surely think that would probably not. Be more appropriate.
Although you did do pretty well with Marty Mazda, I saw in an old tweet of yours.
No, look, I've been lucky that I have had sponsors along the way, and I did feature at one point for Priceline for Thunderbirds. I've had a few, you know, family members keep sending me replays of it. I think one episode I actually stood up and they sprayed me with all this water to look like I was really sweaty. And they're like, that's not real. I'm like, no, it wasn't.
So how was Mavs put to you? Knowing Kat, she can be pretty determined when she wants something.
Yeah, she's lovely, isn't she? Kat actually sent me a Facebook message, and the timing was pretty impeccable because the announcement had come that, you know, I was stepping away from Australian League, and I hadn't decided what I was going forward, but I guess in my mind that was it for me. And so that was all done. We were in Melbourne for my partner's mother's birthday and at the same time celebrating our retirement party. And the next day, woke up, a few sore heads, and got a message from Kat saying, look, I know you've just retired, but have you thought about coming over and just playing? And gave a bit of background about the Mavericks themselves. So it was a bit of a long conversation. It was kind of an honest conversation as to, you know, where I was at and where my head was at. And I guess all the commitments and stuff that I'd need to have done prior to coming over. So, but yeah, they were happy to meet all that, and they were happy to negotiate a lot of things. So here I am.
What was on the playlist coming over? Or had they already started showing Home Alone?
Yeah, something like that.
So you've obviously been here a couple of days, although I'm a bit disappointed you didn't bring the weather with you. Are you ready to go? Are you itching to get started?
Well, I was. I had my first training session last night, and Tuesdays and Fridays I have since been informed are the killer sessions. So Cam actually takes us for a bit of a fitness component prior to the court work, and yeah, I'm feeling my muscles. I'm feeling my lungs last night. So I was really pumped waiting to get to this session, and I think within about the first 10 minutes I realised maybe you don't want to be at this one. So, no, but I am. I'm looking forward to it. I hopefully, you know, tomorrow night we'll get a little bit more into court work and play a bit of match play. But it's been fun so far. The girls are fantastic. They're really nice. They've already bagged me for my accent, which is kind of a weird thing for me because I'm used to all the Pommies coming over to Oz and them having the funny accent, whereas now it's me.
Well, if I'd had time, I'd have dropped all your achievements over a nice beat, but I haven't managed to do it yet.
Oh, come on.
However, now you're over here, what do you reckon is your best achievement yet? Or will it be lifting the trophy next year?
Oh, that would be a pretty big one. Do you know what? That would actually ultimately be a nice kind of cherry on top for me. I didn't finish how I wanted to. So I guess the opportunity to come over here, and if we held that trophy, that would be perfect. That would just be the fairy tale ending.
Andy, that was a fantastic interview. So good to hear what Karen Bailey had to say about coming over to the league here in the UK. She is an absolute legend in the game, so it's going to be an absolute joy to see her playing every week for Benicos Mavericks.
Now, I still can't say anything. I'm still completely gobsmacked.
Oh, well.
Would you
well,
want to finish
so
the
much.
Show? Yeah, do you want please finish
yeah,
the show?
I'll do it. Don't worry. I'd almost be on the floor myself.
Look, I'm shaking.
Are the hands fluttering? Is this what's happening? Good. Well, thank you so much to Karen Bailey for coming on the Netball Show. So great to hear from you. And thank you to everyone for listening. Well done, Andy. Another great show. And don't forget, as ever, you can tweet us at The Netball Show, follow us on Facebook, and check out our website, thenetballshow.co.uk. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
I'm off for a lie down. Thanks for listening.
Once you start winning, you kind of want to keep doing it as much as you can.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's Kat here from Benacross Maverick. We are announcing Frankie Wells and Alice Travis.
Jade is a massive name to get her. Just absolutely incredible.